Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at bostonscores.org/Noah.
Welcome back to the Duncan Bruins pregame show. Time to bring in the head coach, Bruce Cassidy, sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico, to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Bruce, your team just wrapped up its second 10-game segment. What were your takeaways from that?
We're starting to get better offensively, more consistent throughout the lineup, so secondary scoring improved. We knew the power play would probably regress a little. It was very hot, but we've been able to get the goals from other sources, we haven't lost much there on the offensive side of things. Defensively, I thought we did a better job controlling the neutral zone. Those are some numbers we didn't like at the start of the year in terms of how well we gave it up and how well we were taking pucks away, creating turnovers. So that part's improved. PK went backwards a little bit. So like I said, special teams carried us a lot early on. They've kind of got back to normal. That's about it. I think we've used different people. So looking at the depth of our team, we've had to use some call-ups. We've used some guys a little more, maybe Lindholm than he played at the start. So we're finding out a little more about, who we can plug in and what situations.
You had a lot of high praise for Charlie McAvoy following the game against the Washington Capitals. What's a guy like Charlie working on and working through at this point?
What I liked against Washington was his physicality versus Wilson Ovechkin. These are big men. Charlie's still young, so to be able to match them in that regard and keep them on the outside, I thought was excellent. There was no easy chances. They got one through the middle in overtime, but I don't think that was his responsibility. He tried to help correct it on Kuznetsov's breakaway, but for the most part, real good there. He's still working through some of the offensive parts of the game. I think he's frustrated he hasn't scored yet. Charlie's been a solid offensive guy in terms of putting up numbers throughout his college career and here. But I think it'll even out if he just stays the course and goes at the right times and continues to play on his toes, be assertive. Like the other night, I thought he did some real good things attacking without giving up anything in the other end. So I think once he gets one, you'll probably see it snowball a little bit for him.
Charlie Coyle, it looks like, is going to stay between Bjork and Heinen. What are you starting to see from those guys?
Well, Bjork and Coyle had good chemistry. I like the fact that, he's got good speed on his wing. It allows Charlie to find some dead ice out there and then make his plays from there. Heinen gives him a little bit of finish on the other side, some good defensive responsibility. We may flip Richie in there and put Heinen with DeBrusk and Krejci. We wanted to wait and see how both of those players are doing, both Jake and Richie. But at the end of the day, it allows us to roll three lines that we don't have the ability to score. Once Corrali's line starts having a little more luck in the O-zone, now all of a sudden you're a dangerous team every time someone goes in the ice.
Jake DeBrusk is going to make his way back into the lineup tonight. So you have a guy who last year put up 27 goals for you. But in addition to that, does he also provide a spark with the way he plays?
Well, he does. When Jake's on, he's attacking. He's putting teams on their heels, right? So the next line over the boards, all of a sudden now Marshy's coming at you. Bjorky can, get his game where he's consistent like that. And all of a sudden you got three left-wingers attacking as a right D. There's no easy shifts. So that's what we hope for out of Jake. But we also want a complete game. You're not going to score every night, just the way it works. So win your pucks, have a good stick in D zone, create some turnovers in neutral zone with your foot speed. There's a lot of different things that go into it. We want to see him become a better all-around player, kind of like the growth of Pasternak. He's become better. He's got a great one-timer that he's grown, and he's certainly scoring more goals than he did when he came in, but he's also a better 200-foot player, and that's what we're looking for from Jake.
The other day against Washington, when Patrice Bergeron was out of the lineup, the term load management came up. But in the big picture, whether or not Bergeron plays tonight or not, what goes into that conversation, assuming, obviously, health?
Yeah, that's first and foremost. How's the player feeling? Does he have a nagging injury or two? What do we have replacing that player? Are we able to get someone who's ready to go and plug it in and the team still doesn't lose a beat? So there's different things. Conversations with the strength coach. They have a good feel for where the guy's at strength and fatigue-wise. So there's a lot, when me and Donnie kind of talked about that this summer, that it might be something we have to look at. So here we are looking at it. So, the obvious candidates are, the guys that get a little bit older. It's Z, it's Krejci. We want to make sure that they're healthy all year or feeling as good as they can down the stretch and beyond. Now, you start, assuming you're going to be in the playoffs and you get yourself in trouble. So you want to ice the best line every night with the stuff in the back of your mind. So you're playing a little bit of a game here, so to speak, but we feel confident in our group that we can do it. We started last year, actually. with Tuca. To a certain extent, that's what it was. We decided to give our backup more starts to make him feel better throughout the year, and it worked for us. And now we may be bringing it into the forward group and then the D and, you know, whatever, if it works for us.
Tonight you're going to see the New Jersey Devils for the second time. In some ways, are there some parallels to the game that the Bruins played in Detroit earlier this year? You're coming off two highly charged games against Toronto and Washington, playing a team that's not necessarily your rival in a building where the environment's going to be different.
Yeah, you could look at it that way. You know, hopefully the guys are kind of past that and they're just ready to play hockey, good hockey every night. That's, you know, our goal. We're into, you know, sort of the second quarter of the year, and I think we're starting to get a feel for what we are, how we play our best hockey. So in Detroit certainly wasn't that. We weren't really, even though we scored early, we weren't really on our toes in that game. Didn't have a lot of motion or passion. So, and that's up to us too as a staff to make sure that we tweak some guys tonight to make sure we have that. It can't just be the usual two or three guys. So let's make sure we're ready and being physical when we need to be. So, but again, I think it's just a sign of professionalism that you're ready to play no matter where the puck, if you're on Mars, you're just ready to go when the puck drops. And I think our guys have been pretty good at that. So I do believe you will, Judd, have two or three of those a year. We had one in Detroit. Let's hope we don't have another one until January or so, because you don't want to be stringing them together every 2 weeks.
Good luck tonight, Bruce.
All right, thank you.
That's the head coach, Bruce Cassidy. Stay with us. The Bruins and the Devils are coming up next.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.